Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We are nearing the end of chapter 11. Nearing the end. This is Arjuna's request to Krishna after he's seen the universal form and after he's offered his prayers. Arjuna says, O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your forearm form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. 47. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you, by my internal potency, this supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Comment. Krishna's display of the universal form indicates that it is not supreme. Rather, it is contained within Krishna's two-arm form. Arjuna was unable to see it previously because Krishna's internal energy, his yoga maya, covered Arjuna's vision. Krishna has already declared it at the end of chapter 10 that he, not his universal form, is supreme. Ekam sena stito jagat. With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna now asked Arjuna a question. My dear Arjuna, at your request, I showed you this partial expansion of mine, the Virata Purusha. So why has your mind now become disturbed? And why are you saying to me, please be kind to me, and requesting me to show you my human form? Srila Prabhupada mentions in its purport that the universal form seen by Arjuna is different from the one shown to Duryodhana. The form Duryodhana saw displayed neither the same effulgence nor possessed the kala feature. Krishna himself confirms in the next verse the uniqueness of the form he showed Arjuna. Text 48. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances can I be seen in this form in the material world. Comment. Neither sadhana nor personal endeavor can enable one to see the universal form because it can be seen only by Krishna's devotees who have received the specific benediction to see it. 49. You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now, let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. Comment. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, quote, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was worried about killing Bhishma and Drona, his worshipable grandfather and master. But Krishna said that he need not be afraid of killing his grandfather. When the sons of Dhritarashtra tried to disrobe Draupadi in the assembly of the Kurus, Bhishma and Drona were silent. And for such negligence of duty, they should be killed. Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna just to show him that these people were already killed for their unlawful action. That scene was shown to Arjuna because devotees are always peaceful and they cannot perform such horrible actions. The purpose of the revelation of the universal form was shown. Now Arjuna wanted to see the forearm form and Krishna showed him. 50. Sanjay said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real forearm form, and at last showed his two-arm form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport. When Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he first of all appeared as Forearm Narayan, but when he was requested by his parents, he transformed himself into an ordinary child in appearance. Similarly, Krishna knew that Arjuna was not interested in seeing a forearm form, but since Arjuna asked to see this forearm form, Krishna also showed him this form again and then showed himself in his two-handed form. The word Somyam Vapu is very significant. Somyam Vapu is a very beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. When he was present, everyone was attracted simply by Krishna's form. And because Krishna is the director of the universe, he just banished the fear of Arjuna, his devotee, and showed him again his beautiful form of Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita 5.38, it is stated, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Velo Chanena. Only a person whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love can see the beautiful form of Sri Krishna. 51. When Arjuna thus saw Krishna in his original form, he said, O Janardana, seeing this human-like form, so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature. 52 and 53. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, this form of mind you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. Comment. Text 53 indirectly glorifies bhakti by using negatives. Krishna here mentions that the paths he has discussed in chapter 1 through 6 will not provide us the means by which we can truly see him in his most confidential two-arm form. What then is the method by which we can see Krishna? 54. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Comment. This verse directly glorifies bhakti. The word ananya emphasizes that devotional service should be undivided with no influence of karma and jnana. The word praveshtum, to enter into, is used in the sense of entering a city. When we enter a city, we don't become the city. 55, which is the final text in this chapter. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from contaminations of food, of activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Comment. Krishna herein gives Arjuna 5 powerful instructions on how to render pure devotional service. By executing these 5 instructions, a devotee can be carried to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada discusses each instruction in his purport. 1. Bhakti must be performed purely, mad bhakta. The devotee must fully engage in the 9 processes of devotional service. The only goal is Krishna's service, with no desire for attainments in this world. 2. Bhakti must be free from karma and jnana, sangha varjita. A devotee should not associate with persons who are against Krishna and he should not become attracted to anything but pure devotion. At the same time, a devotee should not be envious of those who are inimical, because the karma of such a person has awarded him that mentality. Devotees should remain disentangled from such a person's karma. 3. The work of bhaktas must be for Krishna, but karma krit. A devotee should use his energy fully in Krishna's service while remaining detached from the fruits of his work. 4. Krishna must be the goal of life, mat parama. The devotee should remain unattracted to both heavenly and impersonal destinations. And 5. The devotee must be friendly to all, nivaraya. He must compassionately desire to give Krishna consciousness to others. In chapter 7, Krishna described himself as the Supreme Lord and said that we can see everything in this world as an expansion of his two energies, of two of his energies. In chapter 9, Krishna again explained that everything comes from him and should be seen in relationship to him. Krishna concluded chapter 9 by saying that everyone, regardless of birth, should worship him with devotion. In chapter 10, Krishna explained his opulences and said, Aham savasya prabhavo matak savam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. At the end of chapter 10, Krishna stated, Ekam sena stito jagat. With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. After explaining this confidential knowledge to Arjuna, Krishna proved his words by displaying his universal form before Arjuna, Sanjay, and the demigods. Krishna thus established a future criterion for those who claim to be God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Lord, also showed his universal form at the home of Srivast Thakur. Srila Prabhupada's purport sweetly concludes this chapter. Quote, in summary, the universal form of Krishna, which is a temporary manifestation, and the form of time which devours everything, and even the form of Vishnu four-handed, have all been exhibited by Krishna. Thus, Krishna is the origin of all these manifestations. It is not that Krishna is a manifestation of the original Visvarupa or Vishnu. Krishna is the origin of all forms. There are hundreds, thousands of Vishnu, but for a devotee, no form of Krishna is important, but the original form, two-handed Shyamasundara. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that those who are attached to the Shyamasundara form of Krishna in love and devotion can see him always within the heart and cannot see anything else. One should understand, therefore, that the purport of this 11th chapter is that the form of Krishna is essential and supreme. End quotation, and the end of the 11th chapter and the end of our reading now. Hare Krishna.